Today we're taking a clean old-school DNB break roll and giving it that human, VHS warped, rave authentic movement in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not to make the drums sloppy, it's to make them feel played, slightly unstable, and full of character, like a dusty sampler recording from a packed basement party at 3 a.m. This kind of roll works beautifully in jungle, rollers, darker dancefloor DNB, and those neuro-adjacent tension sections where you want motion without losing impact. Start by loading a break that already has personality. Think ANN, think, or any funky break with a solid snare and enough hat noise to breathe. Put it in an audio track, set the project around 174 BPM, and loop two bars. Underneath that, place a simple bass line. Keep it disciplined. If you have a sub, make it mono with utility so the low end stays locked and easy to read. Now, for real control, slice the break into MIDI. In Ableton Live 12, you sliced a new MIDI track with transient slicing. Keep the slicing conservative so you catch the important hits without turning the break into mush. This step is huge, because now you can play the break like an instrument. That means velocity changes, ghost hits, little timing nudges, and all the tiny imperfections that make old-school drums feel alive. Build a two-bar roll in MIDI. Keep the first bar fairly restrained, almost like the original groove. Then let the second bar open up with a bit more density. Don't make everything equally off-grid. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the vibe. Instead, push a few ghost notes slightly early, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, and let a couple of supporting hits sit a hair late. That push-pull is where the human feel comes from. If you use groove pull, keep the swing light. Something in the 10 to 25% range is usually enough. Apply it to the break layer only, not the bass and not the kick foundation. If you overswing the whole thing, it stops feeling like jungle and starts sounding like a generic shuffle loop. We want asymmetry, not cartoon swing. Next, humanize the performance with velocity. Give your main snares a strong range, maybe around 95 to 120, and keep ghost snares much softer, around 35 to 70. Hats can live somewhere in the middle, depending on how bright you want the roll. Use the velocity lanes to stop the loop from feeling copied and pasted. A convincing break roll usually comes from the absence of perfect repetition, as much as from the extra notes you add. A really good trick is to make two versions of the same roll. In one version, keep it restrained and dry. In the second, add one fewer ghost hit, change the velocity contour, or tweak the last half bar fill. Then alternate those clips in the arrangement. That's a very old DNB move, and it keeps the phrase evolving instead of looping endlessly. Now let's give the break some weight and glue. On the break track or drum bus, add saturator first. Keep it subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to thicken the snares and knit the slices together. If needed, turn on soft clip, but don't crush the transient. After that, try drum bus for some old school grime. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 20%. Add crunch carefully, and only add boom if the break really needs more body and it's not stepping on the sub. Then use EQ8 to clean things up. If the bass is carrying the real low end, high pass the break bus somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If the snare feels papery or harsh, cut the ugly upper mids a bit. If you need a touch more body, a gentle lift around 180 to 250 Hz can help, but be careful not to crowd the kick and bass. At this point, the break should stop sounding like a chopped loop and start sounding like a proper DNB roll with attitude. For the VHS rave color, we want controlled instability. One easy way is auto filter automation. Start the roll with the filter slightly closed, then open it gradually over 4 or 8 bars, and let it bloom toward the drop. You can also use echo on only a few selected ghost hits or rim shots. Short feedback, filtered repeats, low wet amount. That gives you smeared tape-like motion without washing out the whole groove. If you want to go further, resample the best version of the roll to audio. Then make tiny adjustments to warp mode, clip transposition, or add a bit of redux if you want a touch of digital grit. Keep it tasteful. VHS rave color is about nostalgia and instability, not destroying the drums. The roll still needs to hit hard in a club. Now check how the break and bass are talking to each other. This part matters a lot in bassline-focused DNB. The break should supply motion and texture. The bass should supply weight and direction. If the bass line is busy, keep the break more restrained. If the bass is sparse, the roll can be more animated. Use sidechain compression only as needed, and keep it modest so the groove breathes without sounding obviously pumped. Think in phrases, not loops. A convincing roll usually evolves every 1 or 2 bars. Maybe the first bar is dry and controlled, then the second bar adds snare chatter, then the final half bar gets a little more intense. The best rolls don't just repeat, they lean forward, place the roll where it serves that arrangement. The best spots are the last four bars before a drop, the last two bars before a bass switch, or the handoff between 16 bar sections. You can start with filtered fragments, build into the humanized roll, then hit the drop with a clean impact and a disciplined sub underneath. That contrast is what makes the transition feel huge. Finally, check your mix in mono. Make sure the sub stays centered. Make sure the break isn't fighting the same low-mid space as the kick and bass. If the snare gets too spiky, tame it with drum bass or a mild glue compressor. Leave headroom. Don't chase loudness while you're still shaping the feel. And if the phrase needs it, automate the break roll level by 1 or 2 dB so it blooms naturally into the drop. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't quantize everything too tightly. Don't overuse swing. Don't let the break fight the sub. And don't overuse saturation or lo-fi processing until the punch disappears. Also, don't just add more notes for the sake of it. In this style, space is part of the groove. Here's a quick practice move. Load one classic break, slice it to MIDI, and build a two-bar roll with at least two ghost snare taps, two hat variations, one late snare hit, and one small fill at the end. Add saturator and drum bus gently. High pass the break around 150 Hz, then automate autofilter opening over the last two bars, or throw echo on selected ghost hits only. Duplicate the clip, reshape the velocities, and compare the two versions in a full arrangement with the bassline underneath. One should feel more controlled, the other should feel a little more unruly. That's the whole idea here. Humanize the break just enough that it feels like it came from a real system, a real room, and a real night. Keep the bass clean, keep the drums musical, and let the roll bring that dusty rave energy on top.